Welcome to the Fadeau Footy Update with me, Jason Longshore, catching you up on everything from the 2018 World Cup in Russia. We're down to the final, ladies and gentlemen. Sunday, 11 a.m. kickoff. Croatia and France in your World Cup final. If you are planning to get to Fadeau, either in Buckhead or Midtown, make sure you get there early. It's going to be packed tomorrow. Standing room only. Get there early. Get you a table. Make sure you're taking advantage of the awesome World Cup menu one more time. You can get a prediction in, even if you haven't throughout the whole tournament. Meanwhile, you've been doing it wrong if you haven't. But if you want to jump on, predictor.fadeauirishpub.com. If you've been doing it all tournament, if you're new, go there, make a prediction, get some points, earn some free food and drink. Let's get into this one, shall we? Croatia, France, World Cup final. I think this is a down to the midfield. I think this is going to be a battle of the midfield. I've loved Croatia's midfield throughout this tournament. I really like the combination of Luka Modric, Ivan Rakitic, and it's been a couple of different faces, but I think we're settled on Marcelo Brozovic now as the holding midfielder. The three of them dominated possession against England. You would expect that they will try to do the same against France. What's interesting here is the way the game matches up. This midfield trio is so good in possession, it's really difficult for the opposition to press them. So that takes one weapon away from France in this one. I think they're going to have problems pressing when Modric, Rakitic, Brozovic are in possession. That possession also becomes a defensive tactic for Croatia, and they're going to need that tomorrow. Remember, they've played 90 more minutes than France in this tournament. That's a whole match due to three straight extra time matches in the knockout round. Nobody has ever won three straight knockout round extra time and or penalty shootout matches to get to this point. It's never happened. Croatia has done it. Can they go one more time? That possession is going to be really important in being able to, at times, take the air out of the game a little bit and rest and just sit back just a bit. You're going to have to do that against a French team that the first thing you think of when you think of this French team is Kylian Mbappe, who has really turned this tournament on its head with his speed. Croatia will have to worry about Mbappe out on the break. They don't have anyone who can run with him. That possession will be very important. If they can start to get France chasing, that's the key here. You can start to open them up. Modric, Rakitic, so good at finding the open man. This is where your wingers come into play. Ivan Perisic, Ante Rebic. They get very important for Croatia when the game starts to open up. And we know about Mario Mandzukic up top. The guy just does not stop working. But he's not just a grinder. He reads the game really well. He makes very intelligent runs off of the ball. Think back to the end of the Russia match. He was exhausted, didn't even take one of the penalties. He was that gassed. Bounced back in a big way, had the winning goal against England in extra time. Mandzukic is the soul of this team, and he will be critical for Croatia tomorrow. I wonder if Croatia will try to press defensively if the possession game is not working for them. I think if they do that, it's a very risky proposition because France has some advantages in that regard going forward. I think Mbappe is one, Blaise Matuidi is another, Antoine Griezmann is another. The French have to get more from Olivier Giroud. He just has not produced in the way that a number nine typically does for a team at this stage of the tournament. He just hasn't done it. France has been, I think, keyed by their defense, which we did not expect, and the best holding midfielder in the tournament in N'Golo Kanté. Kanté allows Pogba to go find the game, and that's such a key part of Paul Pogba's game. That allows them to break so quickly. The French can't get frustrated with Croatia's possession, because if they do, they start to get stretched, they start to chase. Croatia just shreds them with the passes. France plays a pretty defensive 4-2-3-1. I mean, it's really, you know, it's pragmatic. It's pretty simple. There's no, you know, bells and whistles to it. You have your back four. Conte shields them. Pogba does the dirty work back and forth. Keys the breaks when they go. They can play direct. Not necessarily long ball direct. They can play direct in terms of vertically, very quickly. That verticalidad that we've talked about at times on the station here when it comes to Tata Martino and Atlanta United. The French can do that as well. They love to draw you forward, turn the ball over, and then go with speed. Conte's a big part of that, as is Pogba. How does this one go? I think for Croatia, they have to score early. I still wonder what they have in the tank. I still wonder if they can come from behind again in this tournament. I wonder if they can even just fight through a scoreless first half. I think Croatia really has to open up a little bit and try to find a goal early. They have the ability to. And I wonder where the French mentality is in terms of how they're going to deal with that midfield. They have to be very disciplined, because the minute they get stretched out, the minute Pogba starts to lose the patience a little bit and starts to chase, that opens up doors. And Croatia has the talent to take advantage of it. If Croatia can control possession in the first half, I think they can find a goal. And if Croatia can find a goal, I think then the game starts to tilt in their direction and kind of plays to their strengths. Then you can get the possession game going. You can take the air out of it a bit. You can get France chasing even more as they're trying to find a way back into it. And that just opens the game up even more for Croatia. It feels like that first goal will decide this. And it typically does, and I know that's an easy one to go to. But in this game, I think more than most, that first goal, I don't know what Croatia would have in the tank to fight back. And if Croatia gets it, I don't know if the French can avoid getting shredded as they open up. I think the first goal is going to decide it. I think Croatia finds it. I think they end up winning 2-1. I didn't think they would get here. I don't think many people did. France has been the most consistent team in the tournament, even if they haven't been maybe the most impressive at many points of it. It's been a somewhat workmanlike effort for Didier Deschamps' men. Do they have it in them again? They have the talent, but I kind of feel like this is Croatia's day. And for this generation of Croatian talent, this is really the end of the line for them. The French team has a ton of young talent. They will be back for Croatia, for Luka Modric, for Mario Mandzukic. This is it. And this is what they've played their whole careers for. Modric, to me, has been the golden ball of the tournament, the golden ball winner, the best player in the tournament. He doesn't want to end it as Lionel Messi did in Brazil with an individual trophy while you watch the opposition celebrate. He'll find a way. I think Croatia will find a way. I think they've done that throughout this tournament, and they'll do it again in the final. Love to hear your thoughts ahead of the match. Tweet at me. Love to hear your thoughts. If I am completely wrong and France wins in a landslide, tweet at me then too, at Longshoe. We'll come back on Monday to wrap everything up. Thanks to everybody who has listened throughout the tournament on the Fido Footy updates. It's been a blast bringing them to you. Again, if you're going to go to Fido for the final tomorrow, it's an 11 o'clock kick. You better get there really early. I mean really early if you want to get a table, because it will be packed. World Cup final day is a special one for everyone at the Fido locations. Also, make sure you take care of your servers, your staff, your bartenders, everyone at Fido. This is one of the toughest days of the year for them as well. Take care of them, because they will take care of you. Thanks everybody for listening. Be back on Monday to wrap everything up. Have a great World Cup final day. Talk to y'all later.